What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, August 11th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I don't know about you. It has been a very stressful, exhausting week, and Claire and I both need a little time off here over the weekend and try and get some rest, because next week is probably going to be a lot worse. Okay, we've got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials, and we did get an update with Leon Hsu, who's the foreign minister for the Kingdom of Hawaii, and he has reconfirmed for next Tuesday in hour number three. We'll be talking about issues of secession, restoration of sovereignty, and so forth. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us today in hour number three as well. So, boy, we've got a phone call right at the start. Let's go to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe I got on here so quickly. First of all, I really appreciate your show. I found you through Richie Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just about 6 months ago, and I really have garnered a lot of information. I do appreciate it. The nature of my call, I'm wondering if you've ever heard of a voting purging program, I guess is the best way to put this, called Interstate Crosscheck.
Well, it's definitely needed, because we were reporting only yesterday that studies are showing that there were a lot of people who had changed residence over the last couple of years, and they were still registered to vote in two states, and many of them did. They'd vote in their home state, and then they'd drive across the border and vote again where they're still registered in their former place of residence. So, yeah, I definitely think some kind of a system.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I definitely think some kind of a system to make sure that U.S. citizens, first of all, that they are U.S. citizens, and they're registered to vote in only one location in the country. I think that's necessary.
Okay. I was just wondering if I can stay on another minute. If you happen to see the Greg Palast has done quite a bit of investigative journalism over this. He's, you know, an old-fashioned detective like we don't have anymore, an old-fashioned journalist.
Yes.
And he did a documentary called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And the thing is with that cross-check, I mean, I understand what you mean totally. But the thing is, they're not... In a lot of the cases, they're just going by first and last name and not Social Security number or middle initial or any of that jazz. So, that could be problematic with purging a lot of people off unnecessarily due to them not using a super legitimate way of matching it up. He got a hold of that Chris Kobach's cross-check information or folder or whatever you want to call it quite a while ago before he did the documentary. It was really good. I just kind of wanted to mention that to your viewers to maybe take a look at that documentary.
Well, we definitely need to be looking at all these documentaries, and it sounds to me like what Greg Palast has found is a really good idea that's been poorly implemented or has been implemented in a way to turn it away from its original good purpose and use it as yet another weapon to deregister legitimate voters to swing the election. We know that that was a big problem back in Florida in 2000, where they were doing all these voter roll purges, and instead of actually getting rid of disqualified voters, they were getting rid of Democrats, and they were
That's right, Mike. I think you put it really in a perfect way. That's probably why you have a show. What you just said, something that might have started off for maybe good purposes has ended up for evil purposes, for lack of a better description. So, yeah, I think, I just sort of wanted to let your viewers know to maybe look into Greg Palast. I write a weekly column, and I always sign off every week with Interstate Crosscheck because, half of the community is convinced that Russia interfered, which is complete baloney. So, that's all I have. I appreciate what you do. I love the lovely Lady Claire. And I usually don't tune in until 5 o'clock, so I wanted to get this done.
Well, again, it's an important issue, and I'm somewhat alarmed that Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission, first of all, they're not getting a lot of press, which we understand because the corporate media is part of the election fraud problem in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Second, they're being opposed and blocked by all these states. The problem with all of these election processes, whether it's cross-check or voter roll purges or the running of the elections themselves, they're being operated by people who are themselves partisan, who are put in there by the various political parties in order to be in a position to warp and hijack the election. There is no actual formal structure for managing the elections in this country. It's just basically up for grabs. And more, there is no transparency, starting with those electronic machines. In many states, you can actually be thrown in jail for wanting to basically witness and verify the counting of the votes. And again, we saw just how wacko it was in Florida back in 2000. And following that, they were promising, oh, we're going to fix the election system. We're going to make it more honest and transparent. And nothing was done because who benefit from the election fraud are in power and they want to stay in power, and they're not going to change the system that is keeping them in office. And the whole thing ought to be really be torn down and replaced with something along the lines of what I describe in my article, How to Have Honest Elections. And our current system is designed to facilitate and then help conceal election fraud. And we need to go the other way with something that makes election fraud as difficult as possible to carry out and just immediately apparent when it's tried. But again, like Stalin used to say, as long as the people think there's been an election, that's all we really need, because the people who count the votes are the ones who are really deciding what's going on.
That's right, exactly. I mean, my hope in life, I suppose, is that we would go to some sort of paper ballots with maybe citizen overview. Somebody like you or me would be perfect for this, because I'm totally nonpartisan. I hate the parties equally, and I know you do as well. So, I mean, people like us should be on these voting commissions or whatever they're called.
Well, again, if you have not already read it, I recommend you go to my website, and then up at the top, underneath my smiling face, there's a little gray box full of permanent links to articles, and the very first one in the upper left is How to Have Honest Elections. And if you haven't read it, you need to check that out, because ever since I wrote that, I've gotten a lot of emails from people in other countries saying, yeah, after we got rid of the electronic machines, we adopted a system that's kind of what you're describing here. And I think you'll agree, it's not going to be perfect. There's always going to be somebody out there trying to figure out a way to get around the rules and steal the election, but it's set up to really make it almost impossible to get away with. So, Lisa, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to let you.
Thank you, Mike, and I'll read the article.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Obviously, the big story right now is just this head-butting, chest-thumping, wagging of genitalia between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, and it is rapidly spinning out of control. And everybody's out there saying, bomb North Korea, bomb North Korea. Corporate media is claiming that the majority of Americans are in favor of starting yet another war in North Korea. They must be polling the criminally insane. Or it's just another fabrication, like all those polls last year that said, oh, yes, Hillary has a 95% chance of winning the White House. So we know they lie about these polls. And the interesting thing is, if you ask most people, where's North Korea, they're not going to be able to find it. Quickly, they're going to have to go hunting around Google Earth or use a search engine. Then they're not really sure where it is. So they're going to be looking at that. And I'm not even sure Donald Trump really knows where it is. But he's just out there already talking about we're going to nuke. Now, I want to take a step back here and remind everybody of something that came out yesterday. When the news started trumpeting that North Korea says they're going to attack Guam, the first thing that popped into my head is that makes no sense at all. If North Korea was going to attack Guam, they wouldn't announce it ahead of time. Because announcing it ahead of time does two things. It gives the U.S. military time to reinforce the defenses around the island, meaning the attack will fail. And second, it invites a preemptive strike, which everybody's talking about right now. Then what we find out from North Korea's English language media is that what North Korea actually announced is they're going to have another test. of a long-range missile. And because of the concern raised with the passenger airline for the last one, North Korea is announcing we're going to plunk these test missiles down in the ocean, down by Guam, about 40 kilometers off their shore. That's where they're coming down. Adjust your naval and aviation traffic accordingly, which, by the way, is standard procedure. Anytime somebody's going to carry out a test, they'll issue a notice to mariners, notice to aviators, NOTAMs, and they'll activate what are called defined military warning zones. The United States did that when they were testing out the Aegis CEC system off of Long Island. They still accidentally shot down TWA 800, but you get the idea of how it's supposed to work. And that's why North Korea announced it ahead of time. They're announcing a test, not an attack. But the corporate media, in their usual style, is out there saying, oh, they're coming to attack, they're coming to attack, they're going to blow up Guam, they're going to blow up Hawaii. But everybody stay calm. There's nothing to worry about. Keep on going to your job. Keep on paying your taxes. Let's not make the tourists nervous. But North Korea is coming to destroy us in a hailstorm of nuclear fire. But everyone stay calm. So you can see where this is all kind of going. China has done a complete about-face on North Korea. It looked initially like they were going to go along with all of this nonsense. They were going to support the sanctions against North Korea and hope that everything was going to calm down. Well, now they have turned around, and they are definitely on the side of North Korea. They're still saying everybody should calm down and go back to the negotiating table. But an editorial in the state-run Global Times in China has stated flat out, if the U.S. strikes North Korea, China will side with North Korea and try and prevent any attack. So the U.S. government is now in the position they got to make it look like Korea fired the first shot, which is why we're very nervous here in Hawaii and on Guam that they may pop off a nuclear bomb here and say, ooh, look what North Korea just did. Because there's a long history of countries doing that sort of thing. Think Gleiwitz in Germany, start of World War II. Another statement from China. China will prevent a U.S. first strike against the North Korean regime. It doesn't get more real than that. Interesting little article coming out of UN report today. Or UN reported today, calling it the best of the bad options, the United States has a plan to strike North Korea's nuclear sites with the B-1 Lancer bombers. And they're ready to go if Donald Trump will order it. Now, there is a problem. By now, Kim Jong-un has dispersed whatever nuclear weapons he actually has. Those known nuclear sites are probably empty. And the bottom line is, if they go in and they bomb these sites, there is absolutely no way they can guarantee that they have disarmed Kim Jong-un. All they've done is really annoy the heck out of him and moved it closer to the point where he will do something. Maybe that's the whole point. Except that, again, China is saying this would be viewed as a first strike, and they're going to move to intervene. And the rest of the world is really getting very nervous about this. Everybody's reacting to Donald Trump's fire and fury, and Trump's already saying, it wasn't strong enough, I need more rhetoric, I need bigger words. And the rest of the world is saying, okay, it really is time to put the ice bucket challenge on all of this. Even Angela Merkel is criticizing Donald Trump for just ramping up this war of words. And she's out there saying an escalation of rhetoric is the wrong answer. And when she was asked if the U.S., if Germany would stand by the U.S. in a war against Korea, Merkel dodged the question. So it's just like with all these sanctions, Europe is just pulling away from the U.S. and saying, this has gone on far enough. It's nonsense. We're not going to get involved. Leave us out of it. interesting analysis coming out of Yahoo in their finance section saying that Kim Jong-un doesn't need to attack Guam. He's already won the war of propaganda. Now, first of all, North Korea is talking about a test, not an attack on Guam itself. But Yahoo is correct on the rest of it. Kim Jong-un has won the propaganda war. He's a little tiny country. He's David standing up to Goliath. And while I'm on that list of people who wishes he would shut his yap, he's gained a tremendous amount of stature for himself and for North Korea by standing up to the American bully. And right now, he has dealt a huge blow to U.S. credibility. But everyone is seeing the situation is spiraling out of control. Ron Paul is out there saying, I fear our government more than North Korea. Now, Trump came out with one comment, which I agree with, although the context is a little weird. He's out there saying that nuclear weapons are more dangerous than global warming. Yeah, obviously. Getting to our domestic politics, you know, the kind of stuff the corporate media wishes you wouldn't pay attention to. A lot of people are still talking about this group of former intelligence professionals. And they organized this group back in 2003. And for most of its existence, they've been viewed very positively by the corporate media. Not so anymore, because the group, the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, have been looking at this idea that Russia hacked the DNC emails. And the evidence is clearly it was an internal leak. And so now that these Veteran intelligence professionals have come on out stating what everybody already knows to be obvious. The corporate media is out there saying, oh my goodness, how could they be so stupid? These are supposed to be spies. They're supposed to know what's going on. But there really is a battle going on between the truth and the liars, and the liars are just absolutely desperate right now. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And they're still trying to push that forward. And they're not gaining any traction with it. Now then, I want to talk about something that happened a little while ago where there was this federal prosecutor down in Debbie Wasserman Schultz district, a guy named Wisenot. He was found on the beach, and the police have finally come on out and said, oh yes, there's no question, it was a suicide. The only problem is the police searched for two blocks around the crime scene and could not find the gun. Now, Wisenot had been assigned to the Miami office of the U.S. Attorney's Office and been hired as a federal prosecutor only a few months earlier and was investigating visa fraud in Debbie Wasserman Schultz district. A lot of wet work going on right now. Now, Donald Trump, when he's not screaming about North Korea, he is screaming about Mitch McConnell, who was out there about repeal and replace Obamacare. For 7 years he's been on this campaign, couldn't get it done. And it does look like Mitch kind of threw the race a little bit. But on the other hand, you had people like John McCain, who only a year before was excoriating the Democrats about the failure of Obamacare. And when it came up for a repeal vote, McCain just voted against it. That was the deciding vote. If he'd voted for the repeal, we would all be free to look for the best deals in insurance policies. But we can't have competition. That threatens corporate profits. We can't allow that. That goes against what fascism is supposed to be about, where you order the people to buy the most expensive, poorest quality product. So that's where they are. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of Obamacare, right now on Fox News, they've got a story. Apparently, protesters are outside the home of a Minnesota Republican congressman. People are very angry over Obamacare. It was a raw deal. We've been scammed. We know we've been scammed. Congress knows we've been scammed. Congress knows we know that they know we've been scammed. And they won't do anything about it. Because it's making money. It's making money. And things that make money are good. And things that don't make money are bad. That's fascism right there for you. Anthony Weiner is still out of jail. He doesn't go in to be sentenced for his sexting a minor until next month. So he's basically still living at home. But he's finding he is being shunned by a lot of people in his neighborhood who were Hillary Clinton supporters. And they're not shunning him because he was sending pictures of his junk to an underage girl. They're actually blaming him, in part, for Hillary's loss, and they don't want to have anything to do with him. Yeah, it didn't help. Anthony Weiner's behavior didn't help. Uma Abedin's behavior didn't help. Podesta's behavior didn't help. But in the end, Hillary Clinton lost that election despite overwhelming election fraud in her favor because we, the American people, just cannot stand her anymore. And we cannot comprehend why she has not been in prison for years for what she and her husband and the Bushes have been up to. And now, of course, they're going through this dog and pony show where, oh, yes, we're investigating the email server and we're going to have Hillary sign a document that says, yes, she was careless. And then they're going to drop the rest of the investigations. And the only reason they're doing that, of course, is because everybody's saying, look, you're spending all this time and money on this Russia-Trump election issue. There's no evidence there. Here you've got Hillary Clinton, where the former head of the FBI went down a list of felony Title 18 violations she committed. Why is she not being prosecuted? And so the whole point of this thing about the plea deal is they're going to give her a wrist slap. And then they're going to shut down all the other investigations and say, see, we investigated. And she has paid a horrible price. She had to sign a document. Now let's go back to Trump and Russia. It's a limited hangout. It's a classic limited hangout operation. Now, Michael Moore, hard to get a read on the guy. I mean, I like a lot of his work. I think a lot of his work is liberal nonsense. I mean, I did like Roger and Me. He was right on point with that. I loved the one about the next land to be invaded. The one about the health care. I love Canadian Bacon. Got that one on DVD. But Michael Moore has decided that he has been bitten by the stage bug. And he has written himself a one-man play starring himself. And the play is called The Terms of My Surrender, and it's described as a 12-step meeting for the Democratic Party. And the play opened at New York City's Belasco Theater yesterday, and the reviews were near unanimous. It is a stinker. Probably as big a flop as Al Gore's Inconvenient sequel. Hillary is already starting to thrash around trying to find some kind of a base she can build for another run at the White House. And by the way, that's the whole deal about this plea bargain. She's going to plead guilty to a misdemeanor, which means she's still going to be able to run for the White House. And she's already talking about 2020. So now she's getting religion and she's going out and talking about how her faith made her strong. She's trying to play across the aisle to the religious right here. And Hillary Clinton's pastoral advisor has come on out comparing her election loss to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, saying that last November was Hillary's crucifixion, but be patient, Sunday is coming. I got to stop reading these things because I'm ruining so many monitors and keyboards when I throw up at this kind of stuff. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was watching on Fox News, and Senator John Toole is out there wagging his finger at President Trump, saying, well, you know, criticizing Mitch McConnell on Twitter isn't helpful. All right, fair enough. Senator, what is helpful? That's the big question. Because you've been talking about repealing Obamacare. Trump campaigned on repealing Obamacare. The American people want Obamacare repealed. You tell us what is helpful. What is going to get you to basically go along with the will of the people, which is what your job is supposed to be? Okay, criticizing you isn't helping. Now we're having protests outside your home. If that's not helping. What are we talking about here? Is it time for tar and feathers? We're willing to go there. But you tell us, what is going to get you the Senate to stop catering to the special interest and the health insurance corporations and do what we, the people, require of you? Because I think we're all getting sick and tired of you standing up there and acting like you're the aggrieved party saying, how dare you criticize us for not doing what the American people want? We're protected by the First Amendment. We're allowed to criticize you all we want. And that applies to President Trump as well. So don't change the topic. The problem isn't Donald Trump's twittering. It's the fact that the Senate, for that matter, the House, are not doing their job. Now then, moving on here. Back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This Awan Brothers scandal is basically spelling the end of her political career. And the scandal, of course, is that she kept Imran Awan on her payroll long after All three of them were accused of stealing computer equipment and sensitive information from Capitol Hill. And they should have been arrested and investigated, but somebody blocked that. In any event, Imran was arrested last month after attempting to flee the U.S. And so Debbie Wasserman Schultz, forget about what she did as head of the DNC, forget about the DNC emails and the rest of it. She's now seen as damaged goods. And Florida Democrats wish she would just go away. It wasn't all that long ago. They were saying exactly the same thing about Hillary Clinton after that shameful, spoiled brat reaction to her election loss. And they would say, we wish she'd just go away. She's damaging the brand. And here we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz doing exactly the same thing. All right, let's talk about the wars a little bit. We've been talking for a while about how we've been in Afghanistan for 16 years. But if you skip over some of these momentary breaks, the United States has been at war in Iraq for 27 years. Following that moment where Iraq was literally goaded into invading Kuwait. Now, the story behind that, another classic set up a war. The goal was to go into Iraq. Now, there was an oil company on the Iraq side of the Kuwait border. I think it was an American one. I forget which one it was. But they were slant drilling under the border into Kuwait's oil reserves. That's a big tacky no-no, but unfortunately it does happen. That was why Kuwait was causing all kinds of trouble and complaint. And Iraq wanted to slap them down, and the U.S. Envoy to Iraq basically conveyed a message that if Iraq went into Kuwait, we wouldn't do anything about it, and set Saddam Hussein up. Because, yeah, he went into Kuwait, and the U.S. launched a war, Desert Storm. And the first time they stopped before they got to Baghdad, then they pulled on back. Everybody said that was a mistake. Then they went in again. And along the way, oil wells were being set on fire, and Scud missiles were flying, and Patriot missiles were flying. And it was a huge mess, but we've never really gotten out of there. We still have U.S. forces in Iraq. They're still having to hide behind the little walls. 27 years. All those lives, all that money. 27 years. Now, over in Europe, Brussels is still talking about creating a grand army of the European Union, answerable to nobody but Brussels. And basically, Juncker is getting out there with dreams of grandeur that the United Europe will be a projector of power and influence. And apparently, Putin's reaction to that is kind of like laughter. Because he's looking at the European Union. They're in chaos with all this refugee nonsense. They're bankrupt because of the predations of their private central bank. Juncker himself is not a strong leader. Any army put forward by the European Union is going to be just as messed up as the EU itself. And by the way, that's true of any army. Any army put forward is only going to be as good as the nation and the government behind it. Efficient, well thought out, logical governments and nations produce very capable military. Governments in chaos and turmoil, nations that are economically distressed, they're not going to produce effective fighting forces. Good example. Apparently, they've had to ground the Ospreys again here in the United States. Now, as you know, everybody's into walls all of a sudden. Trump wants a wall, and the Europeans want a wall, and the rest of it. And Ukraine built a security wall to guard themselves from Russian aggression. And it looks like the wall is being sabotaged. oh, it's proof. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Actually, no, what it is they built this wall across the feeding paths of the wild boars. And I don't, you know, wild boars are a very different mindset than the very tame domesticated pigs you will find at your farm. Wild boars are to be reckoned with. We have them here on the island. And what they're doing is they're literally digging underneath and in some cases through the security wall. Always got to take those critters into account for that. Probably would have been wise to have a little trench or something on that. I have to wonder what's going on with the president here. As you know, there's been this escalating war. It began under Obama when the U.S. government seized two diplomatic properties belonging to Russia and kicked out a bunch of diplomats. Russia finally responded a little while ago, seizing two U.S. Diplomatic facilities in Russia and kicking out 755 diplomats. Trump finally came up with a response today. Hey, Vladimir Putin, thank you. We're going to save a lot of money. Ha, 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 ha. See how clever I am. And by the way, that's the response on the corporate media. Well, that's telling Putin. There's your one-upmanship. No, it isn't. Actually, that was the shark. Sharks down there in the water going, oh, my goodness, there's the president. Down in Venezuela, as you know, and again, preface this with the head of the CIA is admitting this is a regime change operation. And apparently a report in an Arabic newspaper this week cites unnamed sources as beginning a push to replace Maduro with Tariq al-Islami. Now, he's currently the vice president of Venezuela. He's also a drug lord. He's a drug kingpin. See, once again, the illegal drug trade comes into the middle of U.S. foreign policy. You just think about that. Next time you see a druggie on the streets, somebody dead of an overdose, gee, I wonder where all the illegal drugs are coming from. They're coming from the U.S. government itself. Let's talk about the economy right now. We've been commenting for a while about up in Canada, how the housing prices keep going up and going up. The same thing's happening here in the U.S., especially in California, even though demand just doesn't seem to be there. The millennials are staying, living with their parents into their 30s while they struggle to pay off those college loans. And it was inevitable somebody would say, is this a bubble? Yeah. Smells kind of like 2007. And sure enough, home sales in Canada have seen a 40% drop. The bubble is getting ready to burst. Now, over in Montgomery County, at least as reported by Investment Watch blog, there's another one of these articles out there saying, oh, we can't raise the minimum wage. It'll cost jobs. We'll lose money. It'll be the end of our economy. It's all propaganda by the business owners who want to maximize their profits. And they're so busy looking in their own wallets, they're missing a critical reality of any economy. Before those people will come into your place of business and buy your products, there has to be some mechanism for getting money into their pockets. And I'm sure all these business owners are saying, well, let all the other companies raise their minimum wage. Why should I have to do that? But raising the minimum wage is not going to destroy the economy. Leaving it where it is destroying the economy, at least the consumer economy. And again, look at the amazing prices on cars on those commercials. Look at the retail Mageddon, the restaurant Mageddon. They're all going out of business because people simply do not have the money. I keep going back to that horrible story about this girl in Silicon Valley who has a job. She's working for Facebook. and she's still living out of her car with two kids because the rents are too high, the payments on her student loans are too high. She went to college. And she can't find a place to live that she can afford. Now, when you have a woman with kids who has a job, who's college educated, and is still having to live out of a car, you can't look at that and say that we have a functional economy in this country. You can't. We have 8,000 homeless people on this island. And the only thing the state can think to do about it is to just make sure they're shoved off where the tourists aren't going to see them. That's it. You can't look at that and say we have a functioning economy. You can't go down to the local shopping mall and look at all the retail vacancies and say we have a functioning economy. It's just not there. By the way, down at our local mall, August, the Christmas stuff is already going up. And yes, it's with the Halloween and the Thanksgiving, you know, any reason to get the money out of your pocket. Article coming out of, it's another one from Investment Watch blog. Asking if the Federal Reserve is lying about having 6,000 tons of gold stored in a basement in Manhattan. And nobody knows. The Federal Reserve will not let anybody in. Remember what happened when Germany asked to repatriate their gold? The Federal Reserve said, oh, no, we can't. We can't. We're not set up for it. It'll be years. And Germany came out and said, can we at least look at our gold stored in your basement? And the Federal Reserve said, oh, no, we're not set up for that either. Just take our word for it. It was a big stink. And for a while, it looked like it was going to get ugly until Germany's private central bank stepped in and literally said, look, we trust them. You know, you German people, the German government, just calm down. We are absolutely convinced the New York Federal Reserve has your gold. Now, the New York Fed has started sending gold back to Germany, but it's not the original stamped numbered bars that were put there for deposit. And in point of fact, it's not even as pure. Now, the way the gold depositories work, it's not like you put some gold in and you get different gold out. It's like a safety deposit box. Germany should get out the exact same physical bars that she put in, and that has not happened. So there, and again, we covered this on History Channel's America's Book of Secrets, the gold conspiracy. And by the way, that's apparently rerunning right now. I'm getting emails about that. Yeah, it's all a fraud. I mean, look at the criminality we're seeing in the banks and Wall Street. It's nonstop. Yeah, they're playing fast and loose with other people's gold. All right, let's take a phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank God it's Friday, Mike. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know the things about these high rents? You know why these rents are getting high? Because these local politicians keep jacking up the property tax. Well,
yes.
Right now the Texas legislature is in a special session, and one of the things about property taxes, and my state representative bragging about the beautiful plan they have to sort of curb property taxes. So I started reading the comments down below, all the comments that the state representatives, and I look at the other state representatives. You know what they're all saying? Abolish the property tax. I say that's one more tool the politicians get, politicians can't use against us. We shouldn't be having property taxes, Mike.
Well,
you know,
let me play devil's advocate. The original point of property taxes was to pay for the police, fire, ambulance service for the community. Unfortunately, you're right. As with all good things, it was hijacked to a nefarious purpose, and they started raising property tax as another means to obtain money to cover government borrowing and other things. Here in Hawaii, there's a big ongoing debate regarding our light rail system, which is now billions of dollars over budget, years behind schedule. And they're talking about a major, major increase in property taxes to cover the loss on this. And a lot of people are very angry and upset because most of the people here in Hawaii didn't want the light rail system anyway. It's really set up to support primarily getting tourists from the Honolulu area out to where the new Disney resort is, Electric Bay, that whole area. And actually has very few stops along its route on the bottom of the island. And all of those stops are, of course, at shopping malls. All right, George, stay on the line. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with George in Texas. And just to kind of wrap up what I was saying, we've got this light rail system, billions cost overrun, years behind schedule. A lot of people questioning its real utility, whether it'll ever pencil out, whether enough people are ever actually going to ride this thing to where it's not going to require constant subsidies. And they're talking a major increase in property taxes for the state to pay for this. And, of course, that's making the people on the other islands very angry because they're never going to ride this thing, and yet they're going to wind up paying the cost of it. So far, the city council has, rather the legislature has voted this down. But at some point, yeah, somebody somewhere is going to have to cover this this disaster, or they're going to have to abandon it. And it wouldn't be the first time one of these major projects was abandoned prematurely. They abandoned the super ferry. At least they had a working ferry out of that one. If you go down to Honolulu Harbor, right across from, well, Aloha Tower, you'll see the remains of train tracks that have they took them out, and the pillars are still there. Could see the same thing happening here. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, the thing is, I think government should be making sacrifices, not us. I mean, delay.
I agree. That's the big problem. Government never feels they have to cut back on their spending.
I'm talking delay their office, annual office renovation, that new office desk they get every year. You know, stuff like that. And, boy, cut that. I mean, instead of getting a new fleet vehicle every year, why don't you hold on to it for another 5 years? You know, that really, you know, Mike, you know, I don't think you put out an advertisement saying, give me money because I need a new computer desk, or maybe a new computer I wouldn't mind chipping in for, but, you know, the government never sacrifices. I mean,
no,
like
they never do.
It's like Congress.
And huge amounts of waste. You know, when we were still part of the Hawaii's Computer for Kids program, most of the used computers that we got were being, cycled out of government offices, and they were like only a year old. Unfortunately, the government stopped doing that, and now they sell them as used. But huge amounts of waste. We've all seen massive government waste, no matter where you live. They feel like they're entitled to this exalted life of always a new everything. And you're right about the cars, and you're right about the rest of it. And like I said, we got 8,000 homeless, hungry people on this island, and nobody's doing anything about it except making sure the tourists don't see it.
Well, you know, the thing is, now you know why, like, everybody complained, like, early founding fathers, they said, only landowners can vote. And, well, mostly everybody was landowners, because the reason why they wanted only the landowners to vote, because they had the stake in everything. Because now you got a lot of people don't have a stake in nothing. They're imposing property taxes, higher taxes on the producers, the people who actually own property. Now I know why the founders said landowners should only be allowed to vote. They had
that was actually more about preserving voting to the people who were really part of the country, because they knew even back then they were going to open the borders to immigration, and it was a way of saying that immigrants do not have a right to vote until they become citizens. Anyway, George, going to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Got another caller waiting on the other side of these few words.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.